This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Reynolds, all-star. Did you see the video of him whenever Shelton was like, yep. Hey, you know, you should be a bottle of bourbon, but I'll give you a bottle of champagne. You're an all-star. He seemed really enthusiastic. Brian Reynolds, thank you. That's great. I appreciate it. All right. He just doesn't. He got nothing.
I'll ask you this as an athlete. I mean, is there a point where that becomes like a demoralizing attitude, like guys who are just like they can't get excited about anything, they're just everything's business.
Does it
come a point where that's just it gets old and tired and it's non-inspiring?
I was honestly thinking the same. That's funny you bring that. I was thinking the same thing when I was watching that. I was like, man, come on, like you're regarded as one of the best baseball players in your sport. Like, this is what you worked for your whole entire life. Like, give me something, man. Like, he probably, I don't know, because I mean I'm not his teammate. But he may act different whenever the cameras aren't on, like in the locker room, but whenever he knows the cameras are on, like, he's smart. Like, these guys are smart.
But even fans, too, I would think, like, you'd want to see a little extra.
Yeah.
Give me something that's fun.
I know.
I remember Aaron Judge of the Yankees, he was criticized at first for being too business, but, like, he hit a home run in the wild card game and his emotions finally came out, so at least you saw something. Reynolds has been around for a while now.
Right. Right. He gets in nothing. He's just all business. But, you know, to whom each their own, if that's how he is, like, that's fine with me. I mean, I'm not really that upset about it, but
it was funny. I know I critique guys for being too much a lot, but there's also, I think, something to be said for people who are not enough.
Yeah. It's almost like, do you not appreciate this? Like, why aren't you just a little bit excited?
Or maybe it is an act for the cameras.
I don't know. I don't know. Skeens is an all-star as well. A lot of us been clamoring for that, and it finally happened. And I think he's very, very well deserving. He's a must see athlete. And I don't care how young he is. I don't care how many games he started. I don't care how many days he's been on the major league roster. He's must see TV. And that is the proponent of the All Star game. You want to see the best players. You want to turn it on and see the names that you know. I know there's a lot of kids maybe in Seattle or Spokane, Washington, right now that know about Paul Skeens. Or a lot of kids in, you know, Waco, Texas that know about Paul Skeens. Or a lot of kids in Idaho that know about Paul Skeens because of the things he's been doing. I don't know. I just threw out names. The first cities that came to my mind that are kind of random.
That should be a game.
We should play sometime.
Name the most random places in America. Right.
But my question, if we should, you know what? If we could, let's come up with that for like 9 o'clock if we can. You could quiz me on like the most random cities in America. I actually probably would be decent at that because I'm weird and I know weird stuff like that. But my question to you real quick before we have to take a break, did Mitch Keller get snubbed?
No, he struggled a couple times, a few times early in the year. I don't think. Now, actually, you could make the same argument for Reynolds, though, because he didn't really get hot until June. Maybe. Maybe he did.
Yeah. I think that
it's difficult for pitchers to get in, though. It really is.
I think that definitely fueled him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could tell. You could tell that he was in the zone. And he's been pitching pretty decent. I mean, he had that one bad start last week. But he's been pitching really, really well. I mean, he obviously well enough to be considered for the All-Star. And he still might be with injuries and things of that nature. But I definitely think that he had a little chip on his shoulder yesterday whenever he was pitching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.